you know, it's just great to see everybody's face and be back together as a team. And we definitely understand that it's a new year, a new season, and so there's a lot of work to be done. But I think everybody's excited to be back and just looking forward to the challenge of 2015.
What's it been like to be a Super Bowl champion?
You know, it's a tremendous experience. Obviously, that's why we all play the game, to have a chance to win that game. But I think I'll be able to better enjoy it when I'm retired. You know, now we're just, you know, focusing on 2015. And, you know, we had our time to enjoy that. And believe me, many of us did, rightfully so. But now it's time to move forward.
You went through the experience of 2011. Is the high of winning equal to or better than the low of losing a Super Bowl?
I think it's the best feeling in sport. Like I said, you put so much into this game. You sacrifice so much time, physically, mentally, emotionally, to be able to get to that point and get over the hurdle. It really means a lot.
Is it what you thought it would be, or was it better?
You know, I didn't know what to expect, but it certainly exceeded any idea or expectation that I may have had. You know, it's just a great feeling to know that, you know, got 53 guys from across America and even Germany came together to achieve one goal, and that's just a great feeling.
Have you watched the game?
I have not watched the whole game. I watched the coach's tape, like I do after every game, but I haven't watched the actual broadcast.
When you watch the punter play, you say, I can't believe what just happened. As everybody else is saying.
I mean, I still can't believe what happened. You know, it's just a tremendous play by a great young man and, you know, a great team effort. There were a lot of plays in that game that enabled us to be victorious in the end.
Matthew, are you looking forward to the trip to the White House on Thursday?
Certainly. I think that's a tremendous experience to be able to go to the White House and meet the president. I know we're all excited about it, and we're going to enjoy it. I think we should. So, yeah, we're excited.
Is it kind of the last big event to enjoy it, and then you're moving on to what you need to do for this season?
I would say so. I think this kind of closes the book on 2014. And as I said, you know, our focus needs to shift, because the other teams in this league, their focus has already shifted, and they're hungry to do what we were able to do last year.
Matthew, how do you balance the shifting of the focus to next year, but also remembering the things that you guys did last year to be as successful as you were?
You know, that's a very good question. I think we'll find out, but I think it's important, as we do every offseason, take time, reflect on the season, look at what you did, good or bad, whether you end up winning a Super Bowl or not. I think it's important to do that, reflect on it, and then at some point you have to close the door. So I think there are things from last year that can carry over as far as what we did well, but I think we have to understand this is a different football team with different players, and it's a new season, so we have to focus on the here and now.
It sounds like he's still around, but were you surprised, or did you know that Scotty O was going to, you know, take a step back?
You know, I know that the game comes to an end for all of us, and I know Scott had jokingly mentioned it over the years, and I certainly didn't want him to retire, because he definitely means a lot to me personally, and I know to a lot of guys around here, but he's earned his retirement, and he's given a lot to this game, and I know he's excited about the next chapter. And, you know, that being said, we're excited about having Ray here and Joe Judge and, you know, them starting their legacy. We're excited to play for those guys.
What is that like to have a former teammate now as a coach of yours?
Well, you know, the big thing that I wanted to get clear with Ray was, you know, should I call you Ray or should I call you Coach Ventrone? So, you know, it's going to be great. Coach Ventrone is a very intelligent guy. And he played this game at a high level for a long time, and he really understands the game. So I'm excited to work with him, to learn from him, and I think he's going to bring a lot to the table.
There are guys, a lot of, you know, players that teammates that you've had that you can look at them and say, oh, he'd make a great coach someday. Does Ray fall into that category?
Certainly. I think Ray was just a pro's pro. The way he played the game and the way he prepared, He had a better understanding of the game than most guys I've ever played with. And, you know, just the way he competed, I had so much respect for him as a competitor, and the passion that he played with. And he's already bringing that to the meeting rooms. And, you know, we're excited about it. And like I said, I'm not surprised that he's doing what he's doing now. Yeah, I was aware of it, and you know, I have so much respect for Nate Solder and the type of man that he is, the faith in God that he has, and the way he carries himself. And I can't think of anyone who's handled a situation like that better than he did. So you know, I don't want to get too much into detail, let him speak on that, but Nate Solder's a great man, and the way he handled that last year was really admirable. It was so much courage and a positive attitude, a sense of peace. It was really something to behold.
Matthew, on the news side of things, last week a former teammate of yours was convicted of murder by a jury. How did that hit you? What was your reaction? Were you surprised?
We don't say this. That's a very tragic, sad situation for so many different people, for so many different reasons. And, you know, I just feel like we all should keep everybody involved and affected by that situation in our prayers and our thoughts. You know, that's really all that I'll say on that. My heart is broken on so many different levels for that, and I just pray for everyone who's been affected by it.
Do you keep Aaron in your prayers as well?
Certainly.
On a lighter note, off-season, did you cliff dive or anything like that?
I did not. I did not.
Worry about him?
I think Tom's got a good handle on what he's doing, so I wasn't too worried about him.
How's married life?
It's been great. I've really enjoyed it. It's one of the best things that's ever happened to me personally. Probably top two, so it's been ahead of the Super Bowl, obviously, but it's been awesome.
Guys, let's take two more.
The schedule comes out tonight. Just are you anticipating finding out who you're going to play that first game on Thursday night?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, when they release that schedule, it's almost like, all right, the new season is here, and you get excited about the challenges that lie ahead. And I'm sure a lot of us will be glued to the TV or whatnot, to the social media that these young folks do nowadays, and we'll be looking forward to seeing, you know, who's on the schedule and where we play them and things like that.
Football family, what was it like to be the champion when you talked to the manager?
Man, that was an emotional time for my father and I. My dad worked his whole career for something, and he never got a chance to do it. So for him to be there that Sunday and to be on the field after the game, you know, I've said it in previous interviews, it's – you know, the Slaters can now finally say we're world champions. And I think my dad has contributed more to my career than any individual. So to share that with him was really special.
All right, guys. Thank you.